for halacha and chavis halvavus or lechof tes shvat tovshinayin hey. One is not allowed to be mafsik between making a bracha. We'll talk about eating. We'll talk about bichas hanenin between a bracha and eating. You're not allowed to be mafsik, even with silence. If you don't say anything, chatchila, you're not supposed to be mafsik. You're supposed to eat toichet dibur of making the bracha. It's b'diavad. It's okay, and it's also usur to be mafsik with doing something or motioning to your friend or whatever. Again, we're talking between the bracha and the eating. Talking would be a hefsik that you would have to make a new bracha. The question is, sometimes people say nu or sha, or they sing a niggin. It's not so clear. I feel that any utterance of words, of sound, that has a meaning that people understand, like sha or nu, is considered talking, and it would be a hefsik. A niggin, maybe not. The Achrayim talk about it. It's not so clear. You should be careful between, again, between the bracha and the eating, not to do anything like that. Dibur mamish is, of course, a hefsik that requires a new bracha. The maskon of the bir halacha, if you talk between chewing and swallowing, if you talk before chewing, before you bite into it and put it in your mouth, I guess chewing is needed, then you have to make a new bracha. But between the chewing and the swallowing, there's a bir halacha on it. The maskon of the bir halacha is that you do not make a new bracha. Even though it would seem from many sources that you only make a bracha on swallowing. But you see, the bir halacha has reasons and cheshbainus why you do not repeat the bracha if you're mafsik before swallowing. But anyway, you shouldn't talk when your mouth is full. Okay. We're starting Perek Aleph and Shar HaBechina, examining the universe, examining everything, to see Hashem in it. Starting from Perek Aleph. I'm not sure what sheer number it is. I have to check on the last one. Perek Aleph. Amar HaMechaber. Avos HaBechina hi, the essence of examination. We'll talk about Bechina. What it means to examine the universe. His bonein b'simonei chachmas habore b'bruim. What you're doing, in essence, is examining and seeing the chachmas Hashem, Hashem's wisdom in the Bria, not just in the Bria, but in history, he's going to say, in many various disciplines. V'sha'aram b'nefesh, and analyzing them, k'fi koach hakaras hamavchim. Obviously, everyone's going to be able to absorb a different amount of information. Everyone's going to see it to whatever degree that whatever their capabilities are. Ki achochma v'im simoneo nechlokim bebruim he be yisoda v'ikra achas. Very interesting. He says chochmas Hashem is chochmas Hashem. It's a unified essence. Chochma. It manifests itself in many different ways. There's different kinds of apples. There's animals, there's plants, there's food, there's people, there's astronomy, there's all. So the Chochmah takes on different forms, and we're supposed to examine all of these forms. But, of course, B'yisod V'ikra is Achas, and he gives an example like Kashemesh. Because this is really maybe where over there with the Zohar, with Toya, they saw different things, so they had different gods. He's saying there's one Chochmah, and it diffuses based on the different needs of the Bria. Kashemesh, like the sun, asher hi achas b'ikra u'ba'atzma, there's only one sun, one sun's rays, but you see it differently depending on what type of glass it passes through, he says. U'mischalkos maros nitzotzeha bashmoshos hanasos menaschuchis halavona, you could have a white glass, or a transparent glass, v'hashchora, haduma, hayiroka, green glass, it looks green. Mishtana Ora, so the light rays of the sun change, kifi hashtanos tzivei haschuchis. Uchamayim, he gives another example, water is mashke mehen apardis. But then you have red flowers and pink flowers and all different kinds of flowers. So you have one source and it interacts with the soil, it interacts with the plants, and you have different, it manifests itself in different ways, different colors, different types of plants, different everything. So, There's wisdom in every part of the Bria, and it's manifested differently, but it's all one source. So make sure you examine Bibriya Sabore. There's so many different ways in which Hashem's Chachma is manifested. I don't know, like how many species of cockroaches are there? A lot of species. Hundreds of thousands. No, 60,000, 70,000. You can spend your life. You can spend your life studying the different species. And that's all Chachma Hashem. And that's just the cockroach. This Yashay ben Elamim Chamehem, if you go into things you don't know yet, he's going to say it's a chiyuv to examine it. Timtzaim b'sheshi sipaytelach bezus Hashem. And he says it's complicated, it's not simple, because there are so many manifestations of Hashem's Chachma. There's Hashem's Chachma in so many different ways and so many different things. I said different species of cockroaches, but that's like Bekatan. Then you have Begadol, you have all the different things in the Bria. So you have is Chalkin Babruim, his Chayavnu, there's even more of an obligation. His bone and velachshel behem to study them. It's harder. You have to put more effort into it. The diversity of the bria. Achi yisyashiv in yonah benafshel seinu, until you get clear, until you see the chachmas Hashem in so many different areas. V'yanuach barayonenu, and you get used to the idea that the world, everything you see, is full of chachmas Hashem. Okay, he then goes on to ask why Hashem did it that way. Why there's so many different manifestations of His wisdom. His wisdom is one. Chachmas Hashem, Hashem is one. So His wisdom is one. So why is His wisdom manifested in so many different ways? What is the purpose of that? And he goes on to explain that.